The Committee of the Regions of Europe is meeting in Prague this Friday for what is the largest scale event of the Czech Republic's EU presidency. To accompany the conference, a festival promoting the food and drink of various European regions is taking place on Prague Wenceslas Square. Ochutnejte Evropu offers passes by tasters of French wine, Belgian beer and a musical program as well. So far, organizers are calling the event a success. Rosie Johnston was at the opening.
Evropa má tisíce tváří, chutí, vůní, podob a my jsme se pokusili společně s Evropskou 27.
Europe has thousands of different faces, tastes and forms, says Prague Mayor Pavel Bem as he declares the Ochutnejte Evropu or Get a Taste of Europe festival open on Thursday afternoon. The market, bringing together food and drink from all over the continent, coincides with a two-day conference of European regional politicians being held in Prague. Rousing Moravian folk music cheers up an otherwise grey Thursday afternoon at the bottom of the capital's Wenceslas Square. It's lovely, but leaves the majority of people who stumble across it, well, a bit puzzled. The festival accompanies the single largest event organised within the Czech EU presidency, but with posters going up for the market under a week ago, I put it to organiser Petr Benáčan that it could have been better publicised. He was nonetheless upbeat.
We were really satisfied with the audience and with the public because there were a lot of people also in the morning when it starts, and the official kickoff was at 3:30, and there were, I don't know, 1,500 people. So for this small place, it's enough. And yesterday we made more than 7,000 tasties. That means 7,000 people were trying wine, beers and everything.
At that opening speech yesterday, I mean, what percentage of those present would you say were maybe homeless alcoholics? Because I know that Wenceslas Square is kind of quite famous for generally maybe having quite a lot of homeless people on it. And as someone who was there, it seemed to me that maybe a lot of the people in the crowd were not necessarily just tourists and sort of families with children.
Generally, the place is known that there are the homeless people, but we were with help with the municipality police and with the people from the state police. We try to get them out of this place because when you are giving something for free, so this is the best chance for these people. But these are only small taste of beer, so it's also we know that. This is the problem of this place, but we are doing our best with the police to clear this place from these people.
Get a Taste of Europe runs until March the 7th. On Friday night, one thing to definitely look forward to is Czech band Gypsy.cz, who'll be headlining the festival's main stage.
Thank you, Rosie Johnston, for that.